The record-breaking heat wave, 3 days in a row of above 90-degree temperatures here in Boston and down the East Coast to D.C., is coming to an end with a cold front headed in that will lower temperatures to the 80s. And when it does, boom, thunderstorms are predicted. So you may want to put away your cell phones and iPods. They don't attract lightning the way a tree does, but like a coin in your pocket, they can conduct it. Some other fun facts. The Empire State Building gets struck by lightning about 8 times a year. Lightning is responsible for more than 10,000 fires a year and causes an estimated $5 billion in damage. John Freeman has written the book on lightning. It's called Out of the Blue, A History of Lightning, Science, Superstition, and Amazing Stories of Survival. As we brace for today's thunder boomers, we bring you again our conversation with John, starting with just what is lightning?
Lightning is a powerful electrostatic discharge that occurs in the Earth's atmosphere as well as on Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. Scientists, though, really are not exactly sure what causes lightning. One theory is that droplets of rain and ice become electrically polarized as they fall through the atmosphere's natural electric field. Another theory suggests that colliding ice particles become charged by electrostatic induction as they are in the atmosphere.
Huh. And who knew there are so many stories related to lightning? In 1228, Thomas Aquinas, when he was a child, lightning struck the tower where he was sleeping. He was spared. It killed a sister. Can you just tiptoe a little bit through history and remind us of the different ways that lightning was viewed? You know, as you write, the ancients thought it was magic from the sky, but even Socrates talked about it, and, you know, it's in the New Testament.
Exactly. Probably the earliest depiction of lightning occurs in Western Australia, where about 20,000 years ago, prehistoric rock engravings show a figure with his hair standing on end. This is the state that occurs right before a lightning flash happens, when the hair on one's arms or one's hair will stand up a little bit. Every society, every culture has had a lightning deity. The Chinese told of Lu Tzu, the god of thunder. The ancient Vedic books of India described Indra, who carried thunderbolts on his chariot. The Mayans worshipped Apeku, the Irish, the Polynesians. They all had lightning deities. Hmm.
Greek mythology had Zeus, of course. He used lightning to punish. As I mentioned, the New Testament, lightning usually meant a revelation. But tell us about the time in the 1700s when there were medieval religious attitudes toward lightning, that it was punishment from God. And if you rang church bells, you could ward it off.
There was a belief in the Middle Ages that if you had church bells ringing during a thunderstorm, that lightning would not strike the church or the surrounding buildings. Unfortunately, many of the church bell ringers themselves were struck.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh because it's just terrible, but I'm looking at the book that was published in Germany, Proof that the Ringing of Bells During Thunderstorms May Be More Dangerous Than Useful.
Well, it's interesting that in 1786, the Parliament of Paris issued an edict prohibiting bell ringing during storms. But as late as 1824, four new bells were, quotes, baptized against lightning and placed in the Cathedral of Versailles while government officials took part in the ceremony.
I mentioned the Catholic intellectual St. Thomas Aquinas. Martin Luther had an encounter with lightning?
Yes, he did. Luther was, at the time, a young German law student. And in 1505, while traveling to visit his parents in early July, there was a severe thunderstorm that surprised him. Lightning struck very nearby, perhaps throwing him to the ground. And at the time, in fear of death, he called out to St. Anne, who was his father's patron saint, with the rather surprising news, I will become a monk. 2 weeks later, Luther honored this promise and entered the mendicant order of Augustinian monks.
And went on to invent Protestantism.
Exactly.
You know, we can trace Protestantism perhaps back to lightning. It's just remarkable. I want to continue with the history, but in modern day, you met so many people who also had the same experience. Their lives were changed by lightning. Tell us some of the people who were hit by lightning and how it affected them.
Well, the interesting thing, Robin, is that a number of people have been hit many times by lightning. I interviewed, for example, a man in Oklahoma City who was struck 6 times. and he has no ill effects from any of the strikes. I asked him if anything bothers him, and he smiled and he said, well, my knees are kind of weak, but I don't think that's due to lightning.
Well, but then others have been killed, but terribly affected physically.
That's absolutely true. One of the things about lightning is that it's so hard to predict what effect it's going to have on its victims. Some people walk away without any injuries. Some people are crippled for life. Some people lose their memory. I interviewed in person and in depth about 25 survivors. What I noticed was that nearly all of them felt that they had been saved by God for some purpose, but they didn't know exactly what the purpose was. However, they all seemed to be better people in the sense that they were more generous, more unselfish, more caring of others.
You meet many of these in a lightning support group, people who gather together to talk about this experience because it's so unique. What is it about being struck by lightning that people tell you? And again, every experience is different. But what is it? Is it they felt an electric field or that they saw angels when they were out?
The experiences vary from a mountain climber who was on the Grand Teton several years ago, who sensed a buzzing in the air as if a swarm of insects were present right before he was struck. On the other hand, many people are struck out of the clear blue, have no warning. They're just completely surprised that lightning decided to hit them.
Well, and why does it hit one person, and in some cases, not the person standing right next to them? You have several accounts, a father holding a child, the father killed the child fine, a family of three in 2004 walking down the steps at the University of Florida, Pensacola, all are hit, all three knocked unconscious, the daughter goes into a coma. This is part of what these survivors grapple with. Why me and not the person standing right next to me?
This is something that is still perplexing scientists. People just don't know. But you mentioned the case of the young woman. She was struck. She has trouble speaking. She has trouble remembering. She's in pain. Her parents escaped with barely any injuries.
Well, author John Friedman, his book is Out of the Blue. By the way, have you been hit by lightning? Let us know at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Welcome back to our conversation with John Friedman about lightning. His book is Out of the Blue, A History of Lightning Science, Superstition, and Amazing Stories of Survival. We spoke in 2008 when the book first came out. It's full of facts like a typical lightning flash lasts less than half a second, but in that time it can release about 250 kilowatt hours of energy, enough to power a 100-watt light bulb for more than 3 months. And then there are the unbelievable stories of people who've been struck by lightning, sometimes more than once. By the way, there is a website called struckbylightning.org. Four people have been killed this summer already. And did you know if you're mountain climbing, lightning can travel across your ropes, especially if they're wet? That's how some people have been hit. So how to stay safe? You can stay inside, but you should know that lightning can travel down the plumbing and wiring. You can get struck in a tub or on a landline. And we asked John, what about the wireless world?
There's a lot of anecdotal evidence that seems that lightning is conducted through cell phones and iPods. However, the medical profession, and there are only about half a dozen medical specialists in the world who are experts in lightning medicine, tend to discount this.
And yet there's that one case you write about, a runner, lightning storm's going on, so he takes refuge, and he's got the iPod earbuds in his ears with the wires coming down his chest. And isn't that where there was the burn mark down the wire?
Absolutely. And again, the medical profession says, well, this is a very isolated case. He might have been struck even if he did not have an iPod on. And I think a lot of research is still necessary to find out what actually happens in such cases.
This is one of the problems, too, that you write about, that there is so little known medically about lightning strikes. People believe, for instance, that someone who's struck by lightning shouldn't be touched because they're a conveyor of electricity. Is that true?
No, that's a myth. And unfortunately, many people have suffered after they've been struck because people around them are afraid to touch them. But there is no harm in touching someone who's been struck.
What do we know about who gets struck? There are the people who seem to be struck many times. And by the way, some of them told you they feel there's something inside them. One woman even said, I set off metal detectors in airports after her first strike. She believes that there's something from that first strike that's still in her. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I interviewed a number of people who said that as a result of the strike, they affect electronic devices. For example, one man said that he cannot use computers because every time he sits down at the keyboard and starts the computer, it freezes. A woman told me that she used to be a motorcycle instructor. Now when she rides her motorcycle down the streets, traffic lights, street lights start going on and off.
Some people who have been struck, too, tell you that they feel as if they're very clear about it. Again, every case is different, but they're very clear. It hit me in my right thumb and went straight through me to my left toe. Do we know how lightning goes through us?
Well, it seems to follow the path of least resistance, and usually lightning goes on the surface of the skin because that's where the moisture is, and that's where the perspiration might be, and very often the burns that occur from the intense heat.
There were so many women, I noticed, at their kitchen sink with windows in front of the kitchen sink. We can picture that, you know, cutting up a potato or something. Struck standing there at the kitchen sink. And one woman said to you that she'd had a bad leg from an accident before the strike, and afterwards her leg improved.
Yeah, she was a woman I interviewed in Florida who had a couple of metal plates in her leg. She had been struck once. She was struck a second time. And in a very strange occurrence, she said that she used to have difficulty walking before the second strike. After she was struck again, she had no problem walking at all. She says this is a miracle. And such instances are rare, but they have been reported.
Which brings us back to sort of the religious nature of lightning. We're reminded that when Ben Franklin invented the lightning rod, you know, he attached a rod to a roof and he conducted electricity to the ground. And you quote a religious figure saying, "It was as impious to ward off heaven's lightning as a child warding off the chastening rod of his father." And it became part of a very big spiritual discussion. Ben Franklin said he didn't think, you know, God really cared about micromanaging people's lives through striking them with lightning. With the people who are struck today, is it still part of a religious discussion for them?
Very much so. Many of the people who have been hit today believe that they have been spared by God, and they become much more religious. They turn to their faith. And interestingly enough, some people have even been struck while working at a church or working in some church group.
How can ordinary Americans today best protect themselves from being hit by lightning?
Well, experts say that the 30-30 rule is the best way to protect yourself. The 30-30 rule says that after you see lightning, count the time until you hear thunder. If 30 seconds pass or less, take shelter immediately. Then, after the last lightning strike that you see, wait at least 30 minutes before going outside.
Huh.
And the best place to take shelter is in an automobile.
There's just so much here. Someone's more likely to be hit on a weekend summer afternoon standing under a tree or boating or golfing. The greatest risk is Lightning Alley from Tampa on Florida's west coast to Titusville on its east. Many cases of Boy Scouts being killed.
Many of these scouts were out camping. They were in the mountains, so they were natural targets.
Let's stick with scouting and camping. Should you go under a tent if it's got a metal pole?
It's better not to. It's better to stay very close to the ground. Experts used to say that a crouching position was the safest. Now they're not so sure. But the point is, stay away from all metal objects and stay away, of course, from high objects.
Like a tree.
Exactly.
Yes, everybody goes under a tree, and that's exactly where they get struck.
I wanted to add that the most dangerous place to be in the United States is in Lightning Alley, which you talked about in Florida, in July on a golf course. Most of the accidents occur in the summer months, and they usually occur in the late afternoon.
That's author John Friedman. His book is Out of the Blue. And I was excited about the weekend coming up, but now I'm worried about lightning. Anywho, heads up for next week. Of course, we'll have big Supreme Court decisions. We'll also have Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek, Punch Brothers, Goat Rodeo Sessions. He'll be with us here next week. And still ahead today, why Julian Assange is hoping the Ecuadorian president is his new best friend. Here and now.